ladies and gentlemen, friends and family. Over the last year, I've been learning about boundaries, protecting mine and honoring others. It's been what I like to define as a sacred experience that has brought me peace, because the power of no is incredibly powerful, especially if you're a people pleaser and love to be of assistance. Specifying where and when you like your energy to reside is a divine practice that is something that I had to think about in relation to the Bible and why they say that God is omnipresent and why that is a special existence for God to hover but not man. Man cannot, should not, and quite possibly should never think they should be everywhere. Your energy should be focused in the present. And maybe that ties into what I'm thinking. So I'm sorry to sound like a toxic ex-boyfriend, but I'm sorry for my absence, friends and family. I know, don't get mad at me. I said I was going to try to be more regular with this, but Jesus, my life is just so fun sometimes, man. It's hard to sit down and record, or when I'm deep inside of a thought, it's hard for me to break away and say, let me go pod real quickly and share this with my friends. And I think that's what my psychology has to shift towards. It's, oh wow, I just learned this, let me go share this with you guys. That's what I'm going to try to focus on doing from this point on, as opposed to looking at things as distinctly separate. And contrary to popular belief, you know, I read some of you guys' emails that you guys send. I don't turn this off. Like, I am the same person on the mic, off the mic. Like, this is my life. I spend every microsecond of the day trying to heal and better myself. I spend every second of my day reading and writing. But, and adventuring and, you know, nature and all that stuff. But anyway, on my TikTok, Being Centered, I posted a clip of Jay Shetty, former monk, now motivational speaker and podcaster. The brother said something that I thought was self-evident and subconsciously understood by all. And I'm not even a massive supporter of Jay Shetty, but when somebody is right, they are right. And I think that principle in general is something that is often disregarded in our culture and society, where we tend to pick the messenger we want the message from, as opposed to appreciating the message regardless of whose mouth it comes out of. So Mr. Shetty said, the most successful people in the world, healthy, wealthy, and wise, choose education over entertainment. And the most unsuccessful people, unwealthy, unhealthy, and unwise, choose entertainment over education. Now, as I approach this conversation, I am completely aware of the potential biases that I may have within myself, because I am somebody who loves to read, who loves to write, who loves to study, who loves to examine his behavior, who looks at themselves as a perpetual student. I've went to college. I am in college. I'm pursuing a PhD. Yes, I know all of these things. However, I had not had an idea that there would be this much debate over the validity of that statement. So if you follow me on TikTok, scroll down the comments, you'll find disagreement more than anything. And I had to think about this for a while, because there's something deeply psychological going on. And not psychological as if the people who disagree are wrong, but psychological as if there's a psychic experience that is going on here, right? And not psychic like witches and, you know, wizards and stuff like that, fortune tellers, but psychic as far as energy is concerned, a subconscious collective experience that most people tend to understand on a fundamental level. So where I thought this was self-evident, I want to explain a little bit more. Because also, let me not act like there were people who agreed too. There were people who agreed. But I want to also say I understand the people who disagree. So To frame this quick discussion, I want us to start with the idea of attention, and I can end this Sunday special by simply saying what you spend your attention on becomes your God. But I think that'll add more questions than answers here. So we have to start with the idea that we are misunderstanding in what Jay Shetty is talking about. See, education doesn't mean sitting in a classroom and having some old bag lecture you for 5 days out of the week. It's not systemic education that the human animal needs, but the human animal needs structure, and systemic education gives that. But what he's talking about overall is seeking of knowledge, choosing an existence where you are a student to life, constantly seeking new information to bolster your understanding. And secondly, we have to understand that when he speaks about entertainment, he's not talking about a career in entertainment like an actor, athlete, etc., etc. He's talking about distractions. Being fascinated with celebrity culture, going to the club every weekend, how we spend our free time dictates our direction in life. I see some people in the comments, not incorrectly, by the way, bringing up entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg. And my only question in response every time they have been brought up is, do you not think those men ever pick up a book? And that is all Jay Shetty is saying. Pick up a book from time to time. Write your notes down in your phone. Write your thoughts down at somewhere. Get a journal. Put your phone down. Pick up a book. Read something. Stop distracting yourself. Stop hiding from yourself. Making excuses for the pitfalls in your life, my friends. There are people all over the world disagreeing with that clip. I've seen British people just type in one word, rubbish, and that's how I knew they were British, because no sinking American says rubbish as an insult. That doesn't even come to an American's mind, but I burst out laughing because, number one, rubbish is a hilarious word. And number two, okay, rubbish. We must seek knowledge in the life that we live to complete our personality. See, knowledge isn't about the boredom that comes with reading. It's about completing our personality. Just because you live does not mean you're complete, my friends. You have to complete your personality by seeking perspective. Jay Shetty was not talking about school, and neither am I. But let's play out a thought experiment for a second. Let's say you never went to K-12. Let's say, and not only just K-12, you were never even homeschooled. From the moment that you were born to 21 years old, you never, ever read, write, counted, nothing. Nobody gave you any type of education. Do you think that you would be able to have a conversation of value with someone who did? And I'm not saying I'm one of these people, but the internet is filled with other people calling each other stupid. So what do you think on the other end of this microphone makes someone stupid? I would say not adding information, missing critical moments to learn. If you listen to the universe close enough, it is filled with lessons for you. Specifically for you, whether it's success or tragedy, the universe is trying to teach you something. I used to tell one of my friends all the time, and I still tell all of my friends this, in life, you have the opportunity to become a teacher and a student simultaneously. You just miss or don't care about the moment. I think most disagreements in life stem from the personal, the subjective, and how both of those are often interpreted as sacred in and of itself. In moments like that, when faced with a clip of an objective truth, it gets personalized, believing that the truth is assaulting your life choices. See, in our generation, there's this idea that everybody must live their truth. No, you must not. There is no such thing as a subjective truth. There is one truth, and we all are dialed into it, and we interpret that truth, and it becomes relative to us. There is one truth. but we all are making sense of that one truth through our subjective lens. Because self-improvement starts with taking an axe and chopping down your behavior one stump, one stump, one stump. That's the trouble of growth. The trouble of growth is you have to chop yourself down to grow. It's an oxymoron. A perfect ideal becomes a judge, a standard to hold yourself to. Let me say that again. A perfect ideal becomes a judge, a standard to hold yourself to. And if you don't have a standard to hold yourself to, then you're bound to struggle in ways that you can't possibly imagine. Every human being needs a North Star. If education is your standard, your ideal, then the chances of your individual success are much higher than if entertainment was your ideal. If you were going to consume yourself with the ongoings of celebrity culture and gossip and Netflix every day, wanted to be an Instagram influencer, do you think truthfully that you'll be healthier, wiser, and wealthier than the average person who went to school? There's also a necessary balance in this thing called life. I'm not saying I don't relax, watch TV, sit on my ass, and just take no days to just... I'm not saying I read 24/7. Some days I just sit and I watch One Piece, or I watch Netflix, or I go out for a walk. I entertain myself. Life requires balance, so I am not a judge. I am just a man asking the tough questions in the hope that we stay centered. Be aware of your behavior in order to be centered, my friends. I wish you all a safe journey.
Falling quite this high, falling into your ocean eyes, those ocean.